you go. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Boys and girls around the world, you've been waiting for us. We've been 2 weeks away from you. Well, really, we just missed the 1 week, right? Was it just the one? We missed last week.
I think just the one.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's the show live from Studio C, coming to you from Central Phoenix on a lovely evening in Phoenix. Ooh. Today was so gorgeous. Yeah. Today was just stunningly beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, that too.
Wow, I thought it was...
By the way, speaking of stunningly gorgeous, did you get your hair cut again shorter?
A little bit.
Really?
No.
Wow. I'm enjoying it, but I was
I'm going to be bald soon.
You know, well, that's... I don't know.
Maybe it's a little too extreme.
Are you going to be Marnie O'Connor?
Maybe.
Just piss off...
Nothing compares to you.
Just piss off the Catholics. That's all that matters. By the way, the Pope's giving a 10% discount to everybody affected by the sexual abuse scandal at the gift shop at the Vatican. I think it's going over real well.
Is that 10% off tithing, then?
I'm not sure. Well, now see, they didn't say that.
No, don't fucking push it.
No, it's just, you know, get your purses on fire.
Right.
All that stuff. Those kind of things.
Yeah. If you give all this
for
money.
Those of you wondering why Al Perkins isn't here, he is so upset over
distraught
would be a good word over the loss of a coveted Oscar by the one and only Glenn Close, that he left the country and went to Australia. So that's why he's not
couldn't
here.
Stand it.
He was just done.
He said, "This is not my America."
Fuck
and just
this
got on a plane and left.
He dropped the mic.
I got a text message about an hour and a half or so ago. He is in Sydney and he posted a picture of a rooftop pool of some hotel, which I assume is where he's staying.
Sounds lovely.
And says, if you need me, I'll be at the rooftop pool. Mm-hmm. So that's where he is.
Does everywhere he go have a rooftop pool?
I think he plans that.
That's part of the itinerary. Like,
sure.
Not going.
Part of the little check boxes on Expedia.com. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wi-Fi, rooftop
vodka,
pool.
Mm-hmm. Pool.
Sandy Bullock on the TV.
Well, that's just a gimme, isn't it?
Yeah. I always thought
it's a requirement. I think it's a requirement.
Sandy Bullock, Julia
Roberts.
Well,
I just carry my fire stick for that now.
Well, sure.
That is a smart idea. Just go with that.
Everywhere, take it.
Yeah. Get their Wi-Fi and move on. By the way, Doug Wilkie will be joining us in just a little while. He is on his way from school now, from his job. So, anywho, that's where we are. Also,
here we are.
Point of order, just for the household. If you should hear me say hi to somebody walking randomly through the house, or we in the studio should hear a ruckus going on in the living room or other parts of the house.
Burglars.
It's move in day for the new roommate, and that started. And the funniest thing is, like, if I ever move out of this, like, I think we're all kind of in this boat. Mm. If I ever have to move, it's going to be a month and a half of planning. It's going to take 8 trucks and about 30 people just to do all of this.
Yeah.
He is doing it in two truckloads of my little S10 truck and one guy in a Suburban that brought his bed over. It was literally
God.
3 trips. It's done. It's over. He'll be back here probably within an hour, and it will be done.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, look at you.
You know,
I can't even imagine.
I actually think about that all the time because there was much longer in my life than many people where I could literally move at a moment's notice in my own truck. Like everything I belonged fit in the back of my pickup, and I could, within about 2 hours, have all this shit packed up, like my bed, furniture, books, whatever all I had. All of it gone, and sometimes I miss that. I look around my house and I'm like, what the fuck do I need all this shit for?
So what he has inspired, what it's inspired me to do is, because I moved everything out of the room that he's taking over, and I put all that stuff that was in there. It's amazing.
Very accommodating.
It's amazing if you know how to play Tetris just in a certain way. You can put a lot of stuff in a room. Strategically,
stack.
You're talking to lesbians. You think we don't know how to pack a moving truck?
I don't know what lesbians know how to do. Well, no, pack a moving truck, right. But I mean,
it's
in
Tetris.
The bedroom, right. It's a 10 by 12 room, and you just fill it full of stuff.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. I used to work for UPS.
So, sure.
I mean,
so, not a girl.
So now the back,
as any good lesbian.
So the back room of the house now is
construction instead.
So the back room of the house is just a clusterfuck right now of everything.
It did look very busy.
So now I'm gonna just purge, go through it and purge stuff out, and we have to.
It's a good forced thing to happen. It really is.
Actually, it's funny that this has pushed me to do it. Everybody makes jokes about how I always have stuff. Now, granted, my house doesn't look cluttered because it was all stuck in one room, but now it's all out there. But I always make a joke about the fact that who do you call? Do you happen to have? Yep, I happen to have three of them. Because I save stuff and I recycle.
But like you said, how many people call you and say, do you happen to have?
Right. A lot. It happens all
the time. I'm going to start.
Seemingly all the time. So
I do daily.
We're going
to
clean out.
I'm like, what's the most fucked up thing? I Google, what's the most fucked up thing I can ask Clayton for? And then I call him. Everybody should do it from now on.
Do you have a digital switch? Like a digital electrical switch so that I could turn on and off like a lamp to time it so I could like just turn the lamp on for 50 seconds and then turn it right off? Do you have one of those?
Oddly,
you want to fuck with a kid?
Oddly, I do.
No.
Oh.
Oddly, I do.
Interesting.
And I'll tell you why I have
it. All right.
If you'll remember in the very beginnings of this show.
I do.
We had a timer. Mm-hmm. And it was an old timer from a black room or a dark room.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I need.
And you literally can just spin the dial and it will turn a light on or off for however preset time you've got. Like you can just set it for however many seconds.
Is it seconds?
I think it's 60 seconds is the maximum. And you could just set
it. Because I only need like 10.
And it will just do
it. You
need
to set it for 10 seconds. And
right. Well, though I have one, but you can't have it because it's an antique it's a timer. And I eventually,
we'll talk after the show of what I have to Google
and
to like find
buzzes,
a new one.
And the idea was that it was just going to be a buzzer like for games that we could do on the show. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm not mistaken, when the timer goes off, you can either have it silent or it would make a like a old timey buzzer sound.
Interesting. Yeah. I need one of those, but digital.
Why digital, if I may ask? Does it matter?
So that it's because I feel like the analog would not be quite as accurate.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I want to be like precisely 10 seconds.
Okay, you need.
I want to supply power for precisely this long and then shut it off.
I actually bet that's a pre-made thing that you can just buy. It's already done.
I think it is, but I can't figure out what to Google or what to look up to get it. Because every time I'm looking for digital timers, all I get is fucking like timers for your like outlet.
Did you digital countdown timer?
I did not put countdown.
Digital electrical. You'll figure it out. There are enough. You put enough keywords in there.
I'm working on it.
You're gonna still wind up with dogs on surfboards at some point. But the point
is not a bad.
But you won't have to wind anything, so it'll be digital. Yep.
Yes.
Digital
dogs
on fucking fire.
Digital
today.
Dogs. On fuego. There you go.
I'm in.
Jesus. Beats.
Oh, by the way, I do appreciate Amina's comment.
I was almost really stunned that you actually just had what I needed, though.
Could Barney be any more gay? Is that the comment you like?
Yeah, you know, because that has to do
or
with the
fitting
UPS.
Everything in one vehicle. Oh no, that's you. That's for you.
Yep.
But you fit a lot of stuff in your vehicle. Now
I can.
You have a larger SUV now.
I do.
How is that working out?
Haven't tried yet.
You haven't tried what?
To put all your things
in a lot of stuff.
But where did you? Where didn't you transfer the stuff from the Subaru into this?
Well, I did, but.
Because there's so much more room.
There's so much more room. You can't tell.
Oh my God! That's
I mean, there's
fabulous.
Like a hidden compartment, and then another hidden compartment, and then you can cover that hidden compartment. I'm telling
you, crap!
It's a goddamn dream.
Has anyone heard from Ernie?
Can we find her?
And then there's a silent space.
There's a soundproof box at the very bottom of that hidden compartment.
It may or may not have come with that, but
all of a sudden, wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I keep like moving there are two shelves, basically. Like there are fucking shelves in the back of my truck.
Okay,
I love shelves.
My SUV. Yeah.
Right. We're using truck pretty.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But you know, I found myself in a dilemma, and it's the dumbest thing to be in a dilemma about.
Yeah.
Because I legitimately have a truck. I actually have two trucks. One's in storage. One's my little white one, right?
Yep.
And then previously, I've owned cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I drive, and I don't like
both.
I don't like to say. I'm not one of those people that like. Oh, it's my Jaguar. Put it in my Jaguar. Put it in my
Right.
Put it in my Explorer. Put it in the Explorer. So. Oh my! I need to learn to say my SUV because it's not a car. I don't like to say car.
I know, right?
It's not a truck. Yeah. I've got to learn to say, my SUV's outside.
Just you know, call her by
it's
name.
Not as bougie as you think. It
or
is to
Endora,
say my Explorer,
but it just
right?
Endora. Well, no, I have Pearl.
But I'm not a. But I'm not right. Yours is Pearl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, your van doesn't have a name.
What?
The van.
The van. Oh, well, see, my S10 doesn't have a name either. It's always just been the
S10.
Yeah. Since mom bought it.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know
that?
What that is. It's,
that's a large.
It's a killer bee.
It's a bee. Worried.
Don't kill a bee.
Yeah. No, don't kill it.
No, since it warmed back up, for some reason, the bees have started to nest again in the chimney of this house, which we're going to have to fix that.
I just want to point something out.
He just wants to
start a fire.
If it stings me.
Yeah, is the rest of the show?
Someone has like an EpiPen.
Is the rest of the show going to be interesting? Is that what you're saying?
It'd be two instead of three.
Yeah, well, there's that.
All right.
Well, Doug's on his way.
Don't make him mad.
I know. I was going to say you'll be fine in a few minutes. Hey, it's down there.
Where is
Cover
it?
Cover it.
Clayton and I can talk about things.
Where is it?
He's down in the crack over there between the.
Oh, he's right there. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Can you cover him? It'd make me more comfortable.
Welcome to Q Talk Wild Kingdom, ladies and gentlemen.
There has to be a cup behind you.
God
damn it.
Oh my goodness. Live on the air.
I know. Is this exciting?
So now Clayton's pulled out some mini shot glasses.
You're good.
And here he goes. He's got him in a sandwich kind of a fashion. Don't squish the bee. My goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there. He's between
the
light bulbs.
Kill the bee.
He's got the two cups.
We're just hoping. Little guy, coaxing him
right in there.
Little guy who could kill your sister.
What a champ. He's doing a great job.
Yay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, now come on, champ.
He's sweet talking the bee.
You guys ever see that movie, The Champ?
No.
Oh my God. Ricky Schroeder, when he was Ricky. Yep. And what's his face?
Little Ricky.
Oh, see.
Real different.
And who was
we're still after the bee. We're questioning the sobriety of the bee.
John Voight was in it. I was just over here talking to myself. I don't care. I always do. And
Faye Dunaway
was in it.
All right. Oh my gosh. The bee has escaped the containment area and now he is under the screen. He is climbing under the computer monitor.
Okay. Thank you.
He's about to die. He's about to get
cover
switched. He's been covered with a shotgun.
Oh, we like that.
Slide. Slide.
Yeah, just slide.
Slide.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right, here. I'll hold this.
No, I need this.
By the way, I do have a bug vacuum.
Here we go.
I'm not going to lie about that, Joe. I do have one.
All right, we've got the bee. He's going.
Thank you for saving me. I appreciate it.
This is stimulating talk radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, that whole The Champ movie, you should see it.
I have him.
The bee has been contained. Ladies and gentlemen, the bee has been contained.
Can we put that somewhere where it can't come back in?
The bee is now...
Oh, my God.
On his way outside.
Two cups, one bee.
No, nope.
Isn't that
Jenny,
a thing?
Nope, Jenny.
I don't want to talk about it.
Jenny.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Go sit in the corner.
Yeah, but you should see that movie.
Go think about what
you've
done. Because,
you know, the You Don't Cry stuff, You Don't Cry shit.
I cry all the time at movies and musicals. I just don't cry at real people.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But this, holy shit, at the end, Ricky Schroeder's like 10, and he's like, champ, wake up, champ. And when you hear him, you'll be like, holy shit, Marnie just did like E.T. phone home. She had that down pat.
What the fuck have I done here? Uh-huh. Look at all this that's happened.
Ah, good fucking imitation.
That was a really good imitation.
Well, of E.T., but you don't know about the other yet, because you haven't seen it.
I'm looking it up right now. I got nothing better to do. Looking it up right now. How's the bee?
Well, released. He's
the bee has been released.
Did you take the bee to bee?
No, but she'll be outside. She's not home.
Oh, is she?
She's not even there. She's texting me today. Not home.
Oh.
The funny thing about when Bee texts me to tell me she's not home, she uses her voice to text.
Yeah.
And she always says in her text, Joe, I'll get right on that. Somebody will get right on that.
Yep.
Hi,
Mama Day.
In her voice to text, she says, I'm going over to Steve's, which is her boyfriend. I'm going over to Steve's, and it always says I'm going overseas. Because the first time that I didn't realize, because they've been on cruises before. They've gone and taken a cruise and been gone for a week or so. And so the first time I got that, I'm like, I'll be damned. She's going to go overseas. Like, all right, that's
good
cool.
For her. And got a passport?
And then, oh, I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's really interesting. So it took me a little while, and then I realized... She didn't go anywhere.
She goes overseas a lot.
And then I got another text message. I'm overseas. And I'm like, but it was like, I'm overseas. I have a doctor's appointment in the morning. And I'm like, you're over at Steve's. Yeah. You have a doctor's appointment in the morning. Doug Wilkie just texted me. Yes, we're still. Hang on, Doug. Hang on.
We'll do it live.
We're going to just call Doug.
Are we going to call him live on the air?
I like it. Go ahead. Watch
this is a real loose show.
Watch the champ.
Yeah,
real loose show.
Look at what's going on.
Champ. Wake up, champ.
Yeah, we're going to just
Kamikaze. Just kamikaze calling.
Anyway.
I like yeah. it. No, wait, we're calling.
If you need a good cry, watch that fucking movie.
Yeah.
In.
We're in.
See what happens.
Hello.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, we're already on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew. I'm just getting ready to leave ASU. I'm leaving ASU right now.
Okay, well, that's exciting. By the way, you're on the air with us right now. So we'll see you. We'll see you when you get here.
Yeah, hi, Doug.
Be very exciting. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Sure. That was great.
Pretty sure he's walking very quickly.
He may be walking.
Thank
you,
briskly.
Thank you for running. Listening to our new segment. Yeah, phone
Amina.
A
Amina, I'm just not kidding. I'm with you. That fucking movie. You need a good cry. I haven't thought about that movie.
God,
in a very
long time. Completely have not forgot about or haven't thought about the movie in a long time. What year was that? 80? 81?
It had to be. Yeah. Well, maybe
1979.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Yep. Google, yep. A human Google.
The year of birth. Is that right?
Negative.
Year 80?
78.
You're 78. Aaron's 79. I was thinking you were.
No.
I was thinking you were younger.
78 was actually the last year of the full size Eldorado Cadillac. Not that anybody else really cares
also
about
true.
That.
Also true. Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. You lost the Eldorado, you got the Cat Carlson. Even
go.
Trade.
Yeah, walking even out trade. Of.
Fair.
Speaking of cars,
yeah.
Walking out of Fry's a couple nights ago, and there was a gentleman putting groceries in the trunk of what I consider to be just a beautiful car, a 1979 Lincoln Mark 5, 6, I forget what no. it is. Just it's a boat of a car, like the mm-hmm. trunk. The
I'm
trunk
sure it gets great gas mileage.
The trunk of your car would fit like our mm-hmm. SUVs. Like it's like you put another car in it, right? And I right. walk out, I'm like, hey, I said, is that a 78? And he whips around and goes, 79. And immediately there was a bond. We talked about
yeah.
this. That's when I got 54,000 original miles on.
What?
I bought it. But yeah, he got a, where he bought it, I have no idea where he found it.
Sun City.
Wow.
It's a, the interior is perfect. Exterior needs a paint job and a new top. But, oh, I was like, oh, I just want to drive it. Because it's like a couch. It's like driving your couch.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a lovely, but. Fuel mileage? No, no, no.
I don't remember what kind of Chrysler that we had, but we had a big old fucking boat.
Yeah.
And when we had to go like in eighth grade or ninth grade to the school dances,
mm-hmm.
my mom, she was sober when she was driving. Us.
That's
but
helpful.
She.
Us.
We
God bless
so.
Her, but I'm just saying. No, right. I'm
pretty
confident
sure.
about that.
Like 80%?
I'm iffy.
68%?
Yeah, maybe. 42, give or take.
Real confident.
Something, I don't know. Now the more I think about it, she was hammered. But she had to be. She would get, we would have like 8 people, like 8-10 kids just would dive into the car.
Sure.
It was like that whole, the Love Shack kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, and then we'd all
well, I got me a Chrysler.
Out.
It's as yeah. big as a whale. It's yeah. about to set
yeah.
sail.
It Woo-hoo! Really, really was huge. I don't remember what kind. I'll have to ask my mom. Not that we care. I just now I'm curious. The end. It was maroon in color. I do recall.
I would. I'd still love to have something like just to piddle around here and there. Because again, it's just you're not in it for the economy. You're in it for the hood. The hood of the car is like from me to the wall. Mm-hmm. The long the hood itself weighs yeah. more than most cars today.
Yeah, yeah. And is made out of like real.
Oh,
it was sturdy, not right. like fiberglass or something.
No.
Like your Fiero,
right. But however, the fiber the car that had all the fiberglass body was always the Vette.
Oh, that's right. Sure.
The Corvette had the fiberglass body.
That was never like a thing for me. You know how people like loved Corvettes and got very into.
I like the late 70s ones. I drove okay. one that was a nice 6-speed. Mom will remember. It was a red with white interior.
Ooh,
a 6-speed.
That's fancy.
It was lovely to drive. It was fun to have that power, but I am not built to get in and out of that car.
Right.
I can't. It's not
hard,
for me.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
for me.
That was perpetually, when I was a kid, that was perpetually on my father's wish list.
Oh, a vet?
Like, holidays would come around or his birthday would come around. He's, Dad, what do you want? Red Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
So was it a little red Corvette?
So, unfortunately, that poor man Maybe. Has received every version of right. an affordable uh-huh. red Corvette, down to
Matchbox,
the Corvette back,
sure.
the matchboxes, yeah. the I built him a model 1 year.
Oh, that's great.
Like,
oh,
everything
wow.
everything
that.
That ever said red Corvette yeah. on it,
okay.
did
this
not
man
cost.
Has this man has received. That wasn't a car, right?
Right,
right.
Because my mother vetoed that.
Oh,
yeah. My mom was like, nope.
Now, at this point, is she still on the veto line of this?
Well, now he's moved on to ridiculous trucks.
Oh, like monster
he's
trucks?
He's abandoned
like...
the sports car.
Okay. Oh.
There were there were some Camaros, which is, you know, the poor man's Corvette.
I had a Trans Am. I loved it.
What did you say? Camaros?
Yeah. There were some.
Poor man's Corvette? Yeah, I guess I can see that. Yeah. Would that be, like, no, is Trans Am?
Trans Am was the Pontiac version of the Camaro. Right.
Okay. Because I'm thinking like T-tops. That's what a lot of people had.
Smokey the Bandit was a Trans Am.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But it was basically the same body and everything.
There was a very short-lived residency of a T-top Camaro.
Okay.
Bright red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was it short-lived and then it got, based on the fact that he was like, it's not a Corvette?
I think there was some domestic discussion.
Oh, mom won.
Because it showed up unannounced.
And you know what, Mom?
God, that's funny.
One of those things.
A domestic discussion.
One of those things. Went out for milk, came home with a car.
I can, and I don't know your mom, but based on your shirt, I see your mom going.
I know it's a good shirt. Right?
I love it. I don't wear shirts like that anymore, but I love that shirt. I decided that I want to get a picture of that and frame it like above my desk.
I made it.
Of Pelosi. I think I understand you're a silk screener. I've heard this rumor somewhere before. It's a lovely picture. I don't know how you did it or what you did, but you've done a wonderful job.
Skills.
You got skills.
Yeah. I took the original picture and
they're multiplying.
Made it better.
It's lovely. I'm very happy about it. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's actually really fucked up, but we won't pick it apart.
No, I'm not going to pick. No, it's not. It gets the message across.
Yeah. This one's a garbage shirt. This one didn't work.
I can't tell from here.
I know.
It's the best part. Good.
See, you don't know.
Yeah, I'm that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well played. Sir or ma'am.
Exactly.
However you self-identify.
Nobody can tell.
Yeah.
My God.
Depending on the day. Uh-huh. Do you want to start with what you did?
I can.
In a strange order.
I know. Just to fuck it up.
It's unique.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
What? The whole show so far has been all fucked up. We had Wild Kingdom with the bee. Which actually, I do that frequently. If the bees get in the house, because if the back door's open and they just randomly fly in, because apparently they're just dumb. The worker bees. The worker bees. I always capture them usually in a clear Tupperware thing, and then I take them outside.
I am
the
just,
flies
I'm
though.
Scared
the, fuck
to
the
death
flies.
Of them. Mm, kill.
Yeah. I kill. My electric fly swatter. I buzz the motherfuckers. Murder. I don't care about those. Yeah. Well, it's been pretty much just been the week of prep for that room. I had to move everything out. I painted. I painted the floor. I changed out a ceiling fan. Like I did a bunch of stuff. So it's been that's occupied my downtime plus. But the bars had other stuff and meetings of this, that, and the other. Because street fair is this weekend. And
yes, it is.
Oh, God, love you.
And I can't wait for Sunday. Because that means street fair's over.
For street fair to be over, sure.
Because Stacey's didn't even think about it.
It's just a mess. So anybody that's local, which I can't imagine anybody right now listening to this that's local, what we have is...
Cozy and...
Once a...
Jacob with a K.
Once a year, our little Melrose district, where I live three blocks from right here, they close down about a half a mile of one of the major thoroughfares here in town and block it off and have a big street fair. Several bars are involved and a bunch of vendors and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. Well, Stacy's is involved and they have a pageant this year that's in the back parking lot. Lady Bunny will be here.
Oh, okay.
It's just a lot of stuff. It actually, for us, the setup starts Friday. And then I'll need to be there like, at 6 or 7 in the morning on Saturday.
How interesting that you went from one...
Extreme.
No, but I mean, you went from one... job, one position that was always a part of those kind of things to now another one. Different situation, but I mean, having to be a part of it.
But what I'm doing because of the whole setup is I'm running wire and setting up the computer systems.
Okay.
Yes, because he's got all this done, so I have to run wire and do all this stuff, which is fine. But here's an interesting thing, and maybe I shouldn't float this out here too much, but a friend, remember our friend that showed up, David? I'm going to his office on Thursday.
He brought those delicious
the vodka popsicles, which, by the way, I still have them in my freezer.
Oh, I might have to have them.
Well, there you go.
There you have it.
I'm going to his office on Thursday for a little noonish meeting and a lunch, and I'm meeting one of the ladies that runs his office. Mm-hmm. When she found out my last name, it's her maiden name. So she wanted to meet me.
My absolute bad. I'm thinking of the right person, yes.
The guy that sat in the corner that wouldn't get on the mic.
He was not on when he was here.
Right.
Yeah, but he kept sending me things. That's why all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, was he on? But he wasn't.
Okay. I don't remember him sending you things, but okay.
Just via
Messenger?
Like, here's this show, or here's this for the show.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was like, wait, he was on camera.
All right.
Digress.
So anyway, I'm meeting her. They also have a position to fill in this office, and it's an unofficial interview. She wants to meet me. He thinks I'd be a great fit for the office. We'll see. But I'm like, that could be potentially a sweet thing to get out of said job like you're doing. Mm-hmm, I'm still doing that. Mm-hmm. But because it would be a state.
Be able to bust out your business casual.
It'd be a state. I hope they like black blazers and V-necks because there's not going to be much of a variation.
Busting out the business casuals.
I mean, I like it.
I might go for a black
polo.
A black polo. We might do that.
I can get you some.
I know. I bet you can. Bet you can.
Real nice ones.
Yeah, no, not, but no, there will be no ties harmed in the application.
So I said business casual.
Yeah. So
I'm not dumb, dumb.
So we'll see what happens with that. That'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Like I said, new roomies moving in, which again, a whole new interesting way of how that's all going to work and go. The cat's already freaked out. Well, the cat's freaked out when I moved all the furniture and everything out of that room.
Oh my gosh, things have changed, like, right?
What's going on? Yeah. And now they're terrified and holed up in my room because as he's brought in a couple, you know, the first load in his bed and of stuff there, mm-hmm. they're just like, oh, what the hell's going on?
Sure.
So that's been interesting to watch them, but they'll be fine. They calm down with Jason. They calm down with Michael.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Everything. They'll be wonderful.
It'll all work out.
Absolutely.
Like, I told him, they'll be pissing on your stuff in no time. Don't worry about it.
You'll be fine.
And I reminded him, I'm like, remember, cats barf.
Yeah, right.
Be careful where you step sometimes.
Watch where you're stepping.
That's
a good point.
It's all good. So there's that. Did watch the Oscars with the boys over at Al's house, which
you helped save me $400 and some.
Oh my God! We do need to get to that. Mm-hmm. I want to find out about that a little more.
Wow! What?
Yeah,
that's very exciting.
We met it. We have a new friend named Patrick, not his real name. who's in customer service?
We love Patrick then.
Oh my God!
I was
so fucking, I was fucking tired of Patrick.
He sounds wonderful.
I had to put the phone on mute because I was laughing so hard at Clayton's reaction to him, and he's like, "You're just too fucking nice."
We called for one simple question.
We ended up getting a lot of money, so it's okay.
Well, you wound up... we found out that they'd been charging her for a piece of equipment she hadn't had for like 7 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Found out that she was eligible for all these upgrades of new equipment. So they came out and gave her, a new dish and a new DVR and a new this and a new that?
The whole thing. All wireless, it can go to moms. They're all... Okay. There's a little... like a hub, basically, that they use now.
Okay.
So... There's the dish, but then there's
what the reach
one
is.
Little hub.
Do they tell you?
I don't know. Okay. I was going to ask, but then Tomas,
okay,
my new friend, he was sweet but difficult to understand, so I gave up.
No.
But I took it because you know how savvy I am when it comes to anything.
Very technological, right on top
real,
of the rose.
Super savvy.
Yeah.
Here's what I had to do in order to get DirecTV in my room.
Okay.
Does it involve a coat hanger?
I picked up the box, the thing, and I walked it back to my room. And with the HDMI cable that it comes with, I plugged that into the back of the little...
That feels like a thing that happens,
the little box thing.
Yeah.
And then I plugged it into the back of my TV.
Yeah.
And then I just pressed play.
Oh, well, look at you.
That's it.
Like technological diva.
You just don't have to have any. It's all this great wireless stuff. It was awesome.
Were you able to verify, because it was still a variable question, on the phone line issue?
Yeah, so I have all of that recorded. Oh. I told you I would.
Yes, you did.
I was like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm pressing play. And because I was concerned...
Mm-hmm.
How we had discussed, as long as one party knows that they're being recorded.
Right.
Well, my mom was there as well, so I'm like, Mom, you're being recorded, right before I hit record.
Yeah.
So I figured 2 out of 3 know. So we should be okay.
But you're still right. This is as long as one person in the conversation.
I just wanted to make sure.
All right.
I didn't have to tell the other chick.
Mm-hmm. We are not attorneys.
That's right.
Please don't take our advice as legal advice.
At all. But
consult an actual attorney.
She said no. She's like, no, you don't need one.
So there's how many years of...
Maybe, because you don't need it, but it was interesting when I did the Tomas leaves, everybody's gone, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it keeps going in and out, the TV, and I'm like, what the hell? So I get it set up differently, and I don't know that this would have to do with the internet, but without the phone line plugged in, it's a better reception or something if you have the phone line plugged in. But I was like, the phone line or an Ethernet?
I would think because different. Your stuff is all
different.
Wireless.
Because they're different, right.
Right. I would think that it's wireless, yes, to this, right. whatever the hub thing is. But I would think because if it can talk to whatever it needs to talk to via right. internet, I still would think you wouldn't need the phone line.
Well, and that's what my impression was as well, because I think it's like if you have the router super close by, go ahead and plug that in and it's going to go faster, which makes sense to me, okay. I guess. But no, I don't want that.
Because I always understood the way I understood it back in the day, and granted,
but that's an Ethernet, not the other.
Right. I just understood that the way that DirecTV used to work mm-hmm. was that a request of whatever their Starship is, the requests went out via phone line mm-hmm. and you received the reception via the dish. Mm-hmm. But that was how the requests of channels changes and all that happy shit
right.
used to get to their mothership. Mm-hmm. But now that you've got this box and all this other crap, yeah. I don't know.
The other thing was that the gal said, we were talking about how my uncle, we had bought him a TV years ago, flat screen TV, just trying to make it, I mean, seriously, he lives in Eagle Grove, fucking Iowa. Like, there's nothing there. So mm-hmm. let's try to expand horizons by at least something he can watch on TV.
Okay.
And he was like, I can't get DirecTV here. What the fuck?
How can you not? It's a satellite.
That's exactly what the woman said. She's like, it goes in the sky.
Right.
That's what people in the boondocks have it.
Right.
Know? But I think he was... Well, I mean, he's deaf, so maybe he just kind of didn't pick up on what. Okay. I don't mean that rude. I'm being serious.
Deaf people understand a lot
of
things.
No, but I'm saying he will... That's what I mean. I'm not trying to be rude. He pretends that he hears what's being said.
Okay.
Or selective.
Kind of like what I do on this show.
Fucking irritates me. What did you just say?
What was that?
So, anyway.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see the new equipment. How long?
Very
of a,
fun.
How long of a distance the wireless mm-hmm. segment of the show will work?
I know. Wow. That's what I'm thinking too.
It's wow. Very exciting.
Yep. But I still have to get CenturyLink out there to get.
Oh, they haven't moved that yet, so they're moving that. Right. Yep. There's a lot going on at Marnie's
very
house.
Very busy. Wow.
Busy. Yeah.
I can't fucking tell you.
It's my gosh.
My counters are cleared. You saw that. Yeah. Like there, it's very. My house
your feng shui is very nice.
It has well, it's changed a little bit.
I don't know about the feng shui.
No, not that part. Yeah.
No, but it's good. She's getting
it's
there.
Getting there.
Wow.
Yeah. Has the cat moved next door yet?
Nope, that's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's tomorrow. But shaved, it looks like a fucking hairless thing. It's just, we had to shave him. That cat.
How
do you go with that?
Clippers.
Do you just knock the cat out? I can't imagine a cat.
Oh, we took it to a groomer.
Some of them tolerate it.
Yeah.
Mom's mm-hmm. cat wouldn't.
Well, like no, that fat Marge Mac. The
cat. That's just the cat, one. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the cat.
Not my mother.
Yeah.
Don't say. Like, wow. Yeah, that sentence got kind of escalated quickly.
Suddenly, my grandmother's very offended.
I know. No, but anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, Fat Marge. She. We have to take her for like medical things because that bitch cannot. She needs some help.
Yeah.
So
all right,
we get her shape, but yeah, Harvey, he went and he was fine. He was a good boy, but looks funny, right? He
sure,
looks like
they always
do. The cat, you know.
Oh, like a hairless cat.
The hairless.
Right.
Because he's all kind of wrinkled. It just is funny.
Like a Shar-Pei cat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad also for Swiffer because for a while, when I saw him and he had, his hair had been cut and he could mm-hmm. see. You could see his eyes. Mm-hmm. And now his bangs are growing back. And I think it's unfair to him.
It's just not. He lasted for a very long time with them being like way down
and
there.
He was like, wow, I can see the world.
No, he's fine.
No, he's not. I think it's animal cruelty that the dog, who has full sight, is blinded because you insist on keeping his hair over his eyes.
I'd like you to come and give him a haircut. That's the only way you can give him a haircut. I have to give him a haircut.
Challenge.
I feel like there's a sedation method somewhere.
Oh, there is.
Can
and
you
I
swaddle,
just, no, but
can
I
you
just,
swaddle him no. in a blanket or something?
No. You really can't. I mean, 11 years worth of giving that little fucker
NyQuil?
Haircuts. No, I truly just got medication from the vet.
You shouldn't take your cat's medication.
They don't.
You Why should not? Get your medication from a doctor.
Like
Mr. Bigglesworth.
That's exactly
it.
Right, Jenny.
That's it.
No, you have to give them, it's like a puppy Valium or something. And the problem
you
is
mean
they
like
said,
ketamine?
they had like 0.5. That's what he fucking needs is that. But they give him like 0.5 milligrams of something.
Okay.
And they're like, no, don't give him that. And then in a half an hour, give him more if he needs more.
Okay.
What is fucking wrong with you? I gave him half a mil. I gave him that little 0.5. And he just looked at me and shook his head. Like, for real? Is that what you're going to fucking do? You're going to give me 0.5? Oh, well, whatever. Fuck you.
Okay.
At which point, then I'm like, just drink all of them. I just started dumping them into his mouth. And then he kind of chilled out.
Good medical practice there.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
He finally fucking chilled out a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe for a few days, whatever.
Oh, it's time release. Okay, good for him.
Has the cat woken up yet?
Mentioned. So I'll cut his bangs when that happens.
Oh, I just was so happy for him. I felt like he had a new leash on life.
Oh,
with his,
but I'm like bummed. It. Yeah,
you're welcome,
yeah,
there. Like thank that. You very uh-huh, much for that.
Uh-huh, so uh-huh. Much puns.
So, I like it. So now that would be in hell.
Now that we've figured out all our stuff, Kat. I do have a question for you.
Please.
I do have a question. How was the reception of it being there and the response to it being taken away again? The popcorn machine at the Cobalt.
I honestly, I missed it entirely.
Oh.
I don't work that day.
Oh, it was
in just for the Oscars.
Oh.
It was a special guest appearance.
I see.
Sadly, for 99% of the adults, there's always the 1% who act like idiots and ruin it for everyone, so it's never coming back.
Because popcorn wound up everywhere?
Because...
I don't know how this goes. I'm not sure.
No, I'm just reading up there.
Yes. Well, I mean, popcorn does end up everywhere, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, somebody drops a couple of pieces. Mm-hmm. Two geniuses, one of which works in another bar, which was very kind of him.
Not Louis, I'm hoping.
No, not the Louis. No, no, no.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, no, no. He works in an open bar.
I was going to say, because he's unemployed.
A bar that's...
He works in a bar that's currently still open for business.
Oh, good. Okay.
Has for a long time and should damn well know better. Okay. They decided, mixed with alcohol, to begin disgustingly shoveling popcorn into their mouth and then spit it at people.
What?
No.
35 and 40-year-old grown-ass fucking men.
No, that's disgusting.
What in the hell?
Grown-ass men.
No. I was waiting for you to be like they were trying to throw it in cups or something, which would have annoyed the fuck out of me.
Annoying, but whatever. That's some shit that I would do.
There's a whole different connotation of that than spitting it.
Whole different thing.
Well, that's just not right.
Just awful. Yeah. And
well, you'll tell me off air who that is.
I was happy to see because I was...
Could you just write it down and show us off? Can you go like this? Because I don't really feel like waiting. Yeah. But don't show it at the camera.
There's a picture I'll pass around here in a second.
Okay, thanks. I have to know.
There's a picture.
Of course there is.
There's photographic evidence, ladies and gentlemen.
There's proof.
They posted it their damn selves because they're dum-dums.
And I missed it. Maybe I'm not friends with them.
Mid-spitting?
Luckily, no. Just a disgusting picture with popcorn in their mouths.
Sounds like something that
I bet they're excited.
Matt Mallory would do.
I was happy to...
Oh, Jesus! As accurate as fuck,
yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. These things all make good sense.
All make good sense now.
Matt Mallory. Yeah. I'm going to just keep saying his name because for some reason, he's not listening.
In any event, so that is, sense. If anybody's wondering why there will never, ever be popcorn again, you can thank Matt.
Yeah. All right.
But luckily, the other party in that picture had the good sense to send some messages yesterday apologizing profusely to the ownership and to some staff that was there that day.
Yeah, because I can't fathom he would have killed somebody.
That's what I said.
That had it been his bar.
Yeah. I said, it's Monday night. Is he working? We ought to go over there.
Oh, you don't say. We'll stop by the old one there.
Saddle up, Cobalt.
Yeah.
We're going to go fuck up another bar.
Yeah. Let's bring popcorn.
That's some shit we used to do.
God.
True.
Isn't that?
That's terrible, though. That's annoying.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was never meant to be like a triumphant return for any length of time. It was only meant to be for that day.
Yeah.
And a couple of people's misbehavior cemented that idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Poor Jeffrey. I looked at him yesterday. I'm like, why are you so bitter? This was your fucking idea. Nobody told you to bring popcorn back.
Oh. He's upset because it failed miserably.
He's very sour face about it all the time anyway. No popcorn. Like, we even brought some in like as employees as a snack and he threw a fit and put like a big no popcorn sign in the back room. And,
oh my God.
It was very it was funny to me. I don't know if it was funny to him, but.
I didn't realize that he was vehemently opposed
to the
popcorn.
Opposed to the popcorn. Yeah, he was.
Okay. I feel like there's a backstory.
If it wasn't a rental, I think he'd have smashed the machine when we left the old place. Like, very upset about
that.
That's terrible.
There's got to be some sort of a story, or maybe as a child.
There just doesn't. Everybody has a thing.
Maybe all the maybe like
everybody's got a thing.
No, I realize that, but I feel like that maybe some maybe other friends of his when he was a kid, their mom had popcorn. His mom would let him have popcorn
deep in his subconscious.
Right. There's some harbored angst against popcorn. Like goes to a movie like at a theater and sees people popcorn and like twinges and stuff.
Maybe
twitches, freaks out. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Don't have to figure that out.
So yeah, the popcorn
came and went.
It's a goner.
Yeah. Well, that's sad. Sad, but
yeah, we served the last of it to the patrons of the bar yesterday, and out it goes. It'll be gone by the time I get back to the bar. Things happen.
There is that. How is the old T-shirt business? What's going on? How are things with the the Pelosis?
Very, very busy. Doing great. I've got a couple of new groups in town that have reached out and said, hey, we need T-shirts for Bride coming up and for things, so I'm really just expecting
for their respective groups.
Right?
Cool. I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so there's plenty of organizations in town and plenty of them march in a parade and make matching shirts, and so I'm happy to do just a couple of them.
And nifty-fifty. That's very nice. So just keeping busy?
Just keeping on. Yeah, it takes up a lot of my time. In fact, I'm getting ready to try and find someone to... There's a tiny little bit of business that I do that I don't really care for.
I saw your post about looking for someone.
Yeah, about looking for somebody to do like some website, social media stuff. It's work that I can do, and I'm always like game to help someone. Mm-hmm. And then like a year later, I'm like, oh, this isn't what I want to do. And like it's just getting to a point where it's not fair to the people that I'm supposed to be doing work for, that I need to find a replacement, someone who will pay more attention and someone who will be a lot more invested than I am. Yeah, because it's work that I don't like to do. It's work that I can do and will volunteer to do for you if you need a hand. And
But if you volunteer for it and then you can't do it.
Right.
Right.
Well,
right.
But it's one of those things where I started doing it thinking it would be very short term.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grows. And then it's grown and good for them. Like they started an organization and it's growing and it's doing well and that's great. And so we do need to find somebody to kind of take the reins and take what I've been doing and go do it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. And then that'll free me up to do even just more T-shirts. More and more and more.
More and more
T-shirts.
The Hey Cat Empire moves on.
It
rolls
does.
On.
Hey it Cat! Rolls on.
Hey, girl.
Well, that's very cool. I'm happy to hear that. I did find out something interesting. Oh, I already talked to you about that. Never mind.
Okay.
No. Wait, did I?
I don't know. Tell me now.
Say it again.
Yes,
say it again.
Via our
accidental
video conference.
Okay, so I thought I sent that. I'm not gonna lie. Like all of a sudden I saw this thing and I had my phone in my pocket and I went, oh shit, I'm calling them.
No.
But apparently no.
So picture it, what was it, Saturday afternoon?
No.
Sunday? I was at home at my desk.
Friday, Sunday afternoon. No.
No, it couldn't have been Sunday. I didn't leave my couch. Had to have been Saturday.
Maybe
I think
Saturday.
I was sitting there doing show tunes.
Okay, it was Saturday afternoon.
Fine.
I was sitting at my desk, oddly.
Right. It was a day.
Yeah, of the week.
Of the week.
Recently. Mm-hmm. Right.
In the last 7 days.
I almost always like have my phone right here next to me like I do now.
Yep.
Like we all do, typically.
Right, like we all do all the time. Right, it's all glued to us. And my phone goes off and I look and it says it's a video chat from Al Perkins. And I was like, well, that's odd. And but
see,
I'm
mine just showed
it.
Mine showed... You guys, like the show.
Right. Because what he did is he accidentally bumped. He'd sent a picture to the cast and then accidentally hit the call the cast. And it just sent a video call to all of us.
So I never paid attention to the fact that
we could have done like a four-way video chat. But yeah, I think I saw it said the show with Clayton McKee.
Right,
it did. And I was like, oh, well, I'll do that. And Al very briefly answered.
Okay.
Like, Al's picture was there very, very briefly.
You and I picked up.
But we picked up and just stayed on the call.
And it cemented the link. So he was gone and you never answered. Which I said, well, that's not surprising.
Yeah. No, but I thought, I looked at and I thought, oh, shit, I feel so bad I called them.
I'm looking at my screen at her and she's looking at her screen at me and I'm like, well, hi. Well, since I've got you.
Right. What a pleasant little call. Yeah,
it was so funny. And you made a comment about needing a tripod for your phone. I guess because mine is all set and perfect.
Yeah.
You need it because, I don't know.
No, because I don't enjoy the up angle.
Oh.
I feel like I need a better angle. Yeah. I need a tripod for my phone just so that the video chat looks better.
I don't appreciate the looking up under my chin.
That's not very cute.
I have a charger like this on my desk, so the phone was just sitting in it on the desk.
Yeah.
So that's where it was. Otherwise, you're right. I prefer an up angle with the lighting and all.
Right.
You know, oh, yeah.
We need to glamour shots this shit. If we're going to start doing video chats, I'm not opposed. I just need, I just need to set it up.
Around like this the whole time.
Right.
And more people should. Let me tell you.
I think they should.
I'm going to take a little tiny departure.
Well, no, it's your segment.
And I'm going to.
Fuck, I don't care. We're ahead of time because Al's not here.
I want to speak to the people who regularly do things like, you know, live streaming auctions or whatever else they're live streaming with their phone.
A lot of jewelry auctions.
A lot of jewelry auctions. Yeah. Like, pick the phone up. Sure. I don't need to look up your nose.
We don't need to see that.
Mounted up here. Just what's the
A little tripod. Put it on a shelf.
Right.
I don't care what
a
the
shelf
fuck
is
do.
11. Or you
just
can actually,
do something.
You can buy brackets like these and move
and
it
around. Right. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a little fancy, but still.
I'm just saying.
And it's it's not even just the jewelry people. Like there are people in a lot of industries that I kind of follow and do. Really informative live stream kind of things. You know, a lot of screen printing.
not like this. This didn't.
Not at
all
like this.
No,
but I follow a lot of screen printing stuff, and a lot of guys that have been, you know, doing that professionally for a long time. They have tips and things, and they'll go live and say, you know, this is the cool thing I'm looking at.
We'll do it live.
And that's a thing that I want to watch. But invariably, they have their phones like almost down here in their lap, so they're looking down at the phone, and it just creeps me out. Just pick it up. Pick it up. That's all. Yeah, that was very exciting, that impromptu
video I wish I had answered.
You should have.
Well,
that would have been wonderful.
Honest to God, how could I answer when I thought I was calling?
Well, it probably had a little green button you could have pushed.
I pushed whatever would make it stop. Because I thought,
I just answered. And Al basically went, what the fuck is going on? And hung up.
But by that time, she had answered and I had answered, so we had a solid connection.
You do realize that at some point, I would have, had I gotten on to that video chat this whole time until right now, I would have thought that I had initiated that call.
No, it was Alfie.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Al did it all by himself.
All right, well, I feel better.
And then he texts me later. Did he text both of us or messages? Like, apparently I'm just dialing everybody today or something.
Oh, no, I think he just texted you.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, you're calling everybody, girl.
Listen, if you accidentally video chat someone, just stay on the call. Say hey.
Okay.
Hi there.
I'm out running errands. Called you by accident. How you doing?
Right. In fact, he might have been at Total Wine.
That's
making
funny.
A run for Sunday. No, because he did all his booze run on Sunday.
He was in the car. He was doing some kind of errand.
Very busy boy.
That's fantastic. That's good stuff.
But yeah, new rule. If you accidentally video call someone, just stay on the call.
Stay on the call. Okay. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
That's true.
Could be a lovely conversation with friends.
If they answer, you never know what they're going to be in the middle of.
Yeah, good call. That's fair.
Where are you? Oh, I'm shaving my cat. I mean, that could...
Depending on
what's going on.
Sitting at my desk making show tunes. Yeah.
It sure could be. Yeah. It sure could be. Wouldn't that be something?
I kind of did think it was funny, though, that you and I are both sitting at our desks doing other work, and all of a sudden we're just ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Every Saturday afternoon, that's where I can be found. If you want a video chat, by all means, because I'm going to be sitting at my desk.
And maybe now I will.
I have a tripod that I'm going to put closer to my desk.
Yes. Well, duh.
For just such occasions.
Because of that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? I'd be happy to give you if you want.
My goodness. Yes.
Well, I have an arm with a little bracket that has a phone holder. You could...
Shut up.
I'd give you the shirt off my back. He's going to give you his whole fucking arm. God damn, that's a good friend.
Yeah, it's true. That is a nice shirt,
though. It's just...
I didn't say this shirt.
Oh.
Oh. Fair. Different.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna need to see that.
All
shirt.
Sudden, she
fussy
got
little fucker, aren't you?
All of a sudden, she's real possessive about her fucking shirt. Yeah.
I'm gonna need to see.
By the way,
shirt
I didn't
first.
Say sweatshirt, shirt. Different.
Well, I haven't seen that shirt. I don't know if I want it or not.
You would. It's a Breakfast Club.
I'm not that old. No, I hate '80s movies.
It's a criminal, and
I don't know anything about that.
I hate '80s movies.
It's true.
That's
that
terrible.
whole Molly Ringwald genre. I'm like,
oh my god,
me.
Everything John Hughes.
I just want her to get a tan.
Everything John Hughes.
I needed her to get a tan. That's all I needed from her.
That's fair.
That's what I needed.
So yeah, so you guys didn't get to see the videos though, because I did send you videos when I was
Michelle
Obama.
We did see those. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I watched them.
We didn't air them. But we had them. Sure.
I looked at them
so
with my
cool.
eyes.
I hear a rustle in the kitchen. I think the roommate's moving stuff around in there.
Perhaps
I heard something.
Or did Doug Wilkie come?
No, Doug's not here yet. I haven't seen Doug Wilkie.
Not
Wilkie.
Yet. All right.
What's going on though?
Very busy.
Release the house.
We do not know. Yeah, but Michelle Obama, that was just pretty fucking cool.
That is really cool.
I mean,
just to be in the same room with that just
would be great.
Yeah. Gotta be just an amazing.
Well, and she was so just A, she's gorgeous, and B, as down to earth as it can be. Like, it was just, she kept talking about the dude. And it just kept making me laugh that she's talking about Barack Obama as the dude.
No,
and
it's her dude.
And the fact that, well, because she was talking about the fact that he, she's like, he gets butthurt about everything.
Oh.
He's just, he's very, she said he's so emotional. Which made me laugh, right?
Funny. Because like,
and she said, like with the girls, like so, Malia is the youngest, correct? Sasha is the oldest. Sasha and Malia, or is Malia the oldest?
I don't know how it works.
God damn it! Somebody answer that.
They usually say kids in chronological order, so I bet Sasha's older. Sasha, Malia's the little one, I think.
Okay.
Usually, when you talk about people's kids, like they always go in chronological order.
And so
that's true.
The oldest, I guess, is,
the eldest
is the one who would like just go along with everything. Come in and, you know, Dad, tell me about your day in the White House.
OK,
tell me about your day. How did that go with Iran? You know, and et cetera. And would
the oldest daughter said, yeah.
Yeah. And would or this happened in India, I heard, and blah, blah, blah. And basically Michelle's like, so, you know, and I'm paraphrasing this part, but like, so she's just blowing smoke up his ass, basically. Like, I'm going to be nice to you. Like, this is me trying to bond
with my dad, right?
Right. And whatever. And he drones on and then, you know, whatever. And the little one is like, really? Why are you asking him about any of this? Because you know he's going to tell us. Like, he's just going to keep talking about this stuff now.
Uh-huh.
And
interesting. I stand corrected. Malia's older.
Okay, that's what. Yeah, so Malia, I kept thinking, like,
is it spoken in the sequence of preference?
Yeah, right.
Because they do.
Oh,
always,
that makes me a favorite.
They
then,
do
right.
always say Sasha and Malia.
Well, that Sasha, it sounds like a damn handful, and they kept showing pictures of the kids like as they were growing up in the White House, and how the eye roll. Like, and it finally got to a point. The side eye. I guess Michelle would lean over and go, girls, that side eye is going to follow you.
Oh.
It's going to follow you forever.
Uh-huh.
You're in all those pictures with the side eye.
Uh-huh.
And so finally she said, just don't come. Just don't come to these things anymore.
Because
they're photographing you like this.
Right.
But apparently Barack would go into Sasha's room and be like, you know, how was your day or good night or whatever? And he'd come out and he'd be like, why does she hate me? She doesn't ever want to talk to me. And she's like, and he'd almost be tearing up. And I'm like, dude, she doesn't like you. She doesn't like you. It's okay. She's a teenager. We had the one. She's a cool one. She's like, goes along with everything.
She bullshits you and pretends to like you.
Right. But Sasha, I guess, is just like, whatever, Dad, you know.
Oh.
She said, you're not cool.
You're not cool.
And I guess his feelings are totally hurt.
Just to that girl.
Right.
Well, and about 30% of this country. Well, but everybody else thinks he's fucking cool and awesome.
Absolutely.
And I 100% agree.
I am on board with that. But it was just the telling of those stories to try to picture. Now, here's what I want. Here is what I want to happen.
What?
Right.
In time, maybe 10 years.
Okay.
Can't you picture it? I better be sold
Doug
out.
Doug Wilkie has entered the room, ladies and gentlemen.
I better be sold the fuck out if you had that stupid cunt that's in the White House right now, like on a book tour.
Which one? There's a few of them.
First of all, the
main cunt.
Oh, Malia.
The first
Melania didn't ask for any of this.
Doesn't matter.
She was running a mill gold digger. She thought she was going to have one kid and be set for life.
Dumb cunt.
She didn't ask for all this.
So she's
going to
sit
Melania.
Down. I'm not blaming her for
Melania
it.
Melania has done no wrong. She needs no name.
Just some bad plastic surgery.
And sure, really poor like choices in clothes and, you know,
run-of-the-mill gold digger.
And
she's not malicious. She's just...
She's a moron.
Maybe.
Yep.
Actually, give me all that.
Lots of those around.
All those papers.
No, she's definitely one of them.
In fact, I made a new rule at the bar this week.
What was that?
It's in the Constitution.
No popcorn?
Rule number one, don't be dumb.
Oh, that's going to be hard to enforce.
I know.
That's going to be so hard to enforce.
It really is, and a lot of people forget it really regularly, but I just look at them and I say...
From the reading of it.
Yeah.
It was like, huh?
And now I just get to look at them and I'm going to say, what's rule number one? And they go, don't be dumb.
And
what did you do?
I was dumb.
Exactly. It makes me like so happy to have that rule. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
It's a good rule.
I know. You wrote it down.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sitting now in
that.
The fourth seat of our round table is Doug Wilkie. He's here.
Well done.
My God.
What is my computer?
He's exactly. He's trying to figure out how to work a computer that he's had for several months already. It's working out well for you.
Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at you. Old school. My God. Is that a little, is that Missy Elliott?
Yeah.
Oh, look at me knowing something about urban music.
Sampling Tina Turner, I believe.
What the
fuck? Was that?
I think so.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Ari Melber from The Beat.
I
get a little annoyed with him throwing out so many song lyrics. It bugs me. It really bugs me.
I'm not that interested.
Well, but isn't that what Chris...
But I do like
Chris Hansen.
Fallback Friday.
What's his name? The other Chris... Hardball with Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews. He
does the movies, right?
Yeah, he's always the movies.
I don't know
if he's ill or if he's just on vacation or what he does, but I'm enjoying him being gone. And it being Kornacki doing it because
Steve Kornacki.
Chris Matthews interrupts everybody. Yeah. He'll ask four questions and people start to answer and then he'll start to ask another question. And it just drives me insane.
Yeah.
It's almost like Al trying to run a talk show.
Exactly.
That's similar.
No. Whose idea was it to have that happen?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We may have to adjust your headphones depending on how... Because remember, every time you move to a new place, we have to adjust it.
Nothing's happening.
No, you have no headphones?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
The hell? No, you have no headphones.
Mm-mm. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
But you can't... Do you have no sound in your headphones? That's really weird. Mm-mm. Because...
That's really peculiar.
Should be that one because I redid them.
Yeah, it should be this one.
Well, here's the cool part.
Yeah,
if you go like this, you can still hear.
You can still hear. Yeah,
you can, but you just can't hear the bumpers.
Oh no, but mine just left.
I'm just saying, it's not as cool, but you know,
mine was unplugged.
Are you
no headphones?
That's so.
Did I kick it out of the wall?
No, you couldn't have.
Couldn't have.
Could not have.
Here, try these.
Wait, what? Oh, will they reach across the table?
They will. We've done this before. And then give me yours.
What? Oh, God. Oh, hold on.
Oh, it's very busy.
Cheese and rice.
I'm going to troubleshoot this.
Hi. Scare.
I don't know.
Scare.
Can you hear out of those?
What kind of...
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Jenny, I'm totally with you.
Stamp. All right. What was Marissa?
My God.
It would have been Marissa the last time. Are they just... Is it just so low?
Will that
it's
go?
Very low.
Oh. Well, here.
so you can blast
those out. Here. Maybe that's why Al talks so loud. His headphones
All
are
this
so
time,
low.
His headphones were low,
and that's why he talks so loud.
Probably it.
You've Let's talked see. To him in real life
My
too,
God.
Right?
That sounds fine.
Oh, well,
yeah,
then
no.
You're good. The magic,
okay. for you.
The magic of our audio engineer, Kat Carlson. No.
Kat Carlson.
My God,
I'm not going to clap.
It's
there
a wonderful
go.
Thing.
You don't have to.
No, I know.
Nobody asked you to.
Well, he was clapping.
Did somebody say you had to?
I'm not going to.
It was a male thing. We like to clap at stuff, but not like... That's my favorite clap.
Nancy Pelosi.
The Pelosi clap. Look at Kat's shirt.
It's good stuff.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Can they see it on the TV?
Well, not yet. We can show... Oh,
God, that is so cool.
We'll get there.
I love that.
Kind of a bad picture.
That was her... What did they call it? The clap back.
Yeah, that was the clap to end all
the clap claps. Back clap.
I love when they interviewed her daughter, and she's like, yeah.
Oh, you orange moron, look what you did.
Good for you.
Did somebody tell you couldn't? Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They're about to.
And today they'd vote.
They're about
to. The House voted against his little emergency bullshit.
Oh, that was really good.
We're
going to
see how the Senate goes with that and watch Turtle Man freak out. Yay.
They said Senate's going to, it'll clear the Senate.
Oh, they think they were
expected to, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, there's that. Well, Doug, sadly, we've already gone around the table.
Yeah.
What we've done.
Right.
Do you want to give us a Reader's Digest version of just what you've done?
I'm just so happy to be here right now because the last 9 days have been one of the roughest for me, like professionally.
Goodness.
It was such a challenge of like just overwhelmed with schoolwork and all the grading that I didn't do the last time that I was on the show. So I finally
there's that.
Yeah, it was just came here instead of graded papers. But so I got through with a super long day today dealing with all this bullshit. And so officially there's still two more days, but I'm just giving because it's the end of the first half of the course. I'm just giving them their exams in two classes tomorrow and two classes on Thursday. So I don't have to do anything. There's no prep. I just stand there while they take a tan. Okay. So I'm officially technically on spring break.
Oh, nice.
Good
for
okay.
you.
And then, that's so great. I have.
It feels like it came early.
Yeah, you know, we're in early semester too. We ended the end of April this semester. Like, we are done. Mm. It was a weird calendar, so they started like almost like 5 days earlier than normal. So, yeah, so I'm excited. I have all next week off, so I don't have to go back for like however many days that is, 8 or 9 days.
So it's just next week that you guys are?
We have spring break next week, and we're off.
I thought it was always the same, because Aaron's is the following week. And that's where you're saying the 5 days early kind of messed that up?
And we stagger them.
Yeah.
We purposely do it a week different from the community colleges so that, I guess, the world doesn't end with everyone being on
spring. It's funny. I was completely in a different time zone in my head because all of a sudden I'm like, it's the 1st of January. Why in the hell are you on spring break? And I realized, guess what next week is?
March.
It's March 1st.
It's March.
Yeah, right.
Wow. I'm way up. I got that calendar thing I was talking to you about.
Let me talk to you sometime about let me explain to you how calendars work.
It's just this cool thing.
I just learned
it. It's amazing. Yeah,
it's a fucking
recently learned this.
It's a miracle how calendars
a true blue spectacle miracle comes out.
Grandpa, tell me about the calendars. And how they help you.
I'm not going to be resident bitch tonight.
Of time.
Oh, it's all right.
That's a whole song.
You could make an entire song.
I just did.
The Judd's Greatest Hits
Volume.
I'm a big fan of the Judd's.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, big fan.
I like them.
Who isn't, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody.
Probably some people.
I'm sure there's people somewhere.
There's a person or two.
I'm sure.
So. We don't like them.
No, incidentally. I'm not one of them. You're not one of them.
We're not fans.
No, of them.
Okay, well, I say that we move on to our next thing. We're not going to do obsessions. I don't think we don't have
I feel like we've done a lot of work here.
Oh, my
already.
God.
I'm exhausted.
Do I have to look up a headline? Is that what you're telling me?
We can just find your
headlines.
I will.
What are you looking at me weird for?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
Your executive producer's running a tight ship.
And I was just curious if we were going to go into headlines right now.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, oh, I should have been looking at those.
Oh, we're doing it now?
We're going to do it live! We'll do it live!
Fuck. Mike. This can't be good.
Do you think you
can? I have really good ones, I think.
Well,
good. We'll find
them.
It'd
be nice if you could find them.
Yeah, I know. That's my
chop,
point.
Chop, Martin.
Yeah, okay.
How much time do you need, Martin?
Chop, chop. Okay.
Okay, you good? You think so?
Yeah, do we get more than two? Because Al's not here.
You can have as many as you want.
Sure.
Really?
Okay.
Because I'm sure Doug doesn't have any, and Kat's not prepared.
Someone tell you couldn't?
Okay, Doug's got one.
Do you have some?
She might have one.
I sure might.
Oh, God.
I have four.
I have like four.
Okay, well then we'll just do
I
that.
Have like a lot.
Right, well,
wow,
yeah.
Very
but you,
busy.
But you also save them for months and months.
No. These are new ones.
New ones?
I know.
Breaking?
I'm telling you.
I wonder
you.
If they're any of the ones that I have.
Maybe.
You never know.
You don't. We'll find out.
We'll find out, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to take a teaser look at our headlines. It starts our B block on this Tuesday night right here on Q-Talk America. Well, a parrot tells firefighters to fuck off.
Alert DiCaprio, there's a new iceberg about to break free.
Psychic readings. Just in.
A new Lucky Charms product.
A new app matches livestock for love.
Why are there naked people downstairs? Why are they in my shower?
Pick a better wine.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper got weird quick on the Oscars.
For real.
Defendant gets sentenced and then punches his lawyer.
Take refuge here in my strip club.
Two altar boys are smoking weed with sensor burners.
Wow.
And a man breaks store window to attack a mannequin. These and more stories coming right up.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communities.